Financial analyst Chris Brown says it would take more than a single beer to explain all the nuances of Proposition 120 to the average voter. It's touted as a permanent 9% property tax cut for business and homeowners. But
it really might be the case that what voters see on their ballot and what they vote on is not the final outcome in terms of the impact to their tax bill.
Brown is a researcher at the nonpartisan Common Sense Institute based in Greenwood Village.
The state legislature this year passed Senate Bill 293, which intentionally changed and altered some of the property tax classifications.
This resulted in a lowering of property taxes by about $200 million for the next fiscal year. But knowing that this measure was in the works, the bill also had a side effect, limiting who could actually get a tax break if Proposition 120 passed.
This appears to be a poison pill against the proposition.
Republicans, including Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction, were concerned lawmakers were trying to water down a tax cut being pursued by voters.
If taxpayers, single-family homeowners in particular, approve it, only multifamily property owners get a 9% break.
But Senator Chris Hansen, a Denver Democrat, defended the legislation, saying single-family homeowners should be treated differently because governments tend to spend more money providing services to them, from trash collection to firefighters.
And some studies have shown that as much as a 50% reduction in capital investment and a 15% reduction in service costs for high-density developments.
In other words, letting single-family homeowners get another tax break would result in a much bigger hit to the state's checkbook.
Again, layers of complexity here.
Which brings us back to today. Chris Brown says the battle over Proposition 120 may not end on Election Day.
If voters approve this, the final impact will be determined in courts.
And this is already on the mind of conservative activist Michael Fields. As the author of Proposition 120, he says he would probably be the one suing the legislature if it passes.
This is money that is not in people's pockets then. They're spending on taxes. You know, what other things do they struggle with when government, you know, has bounced back quicker than anybody expected?
Fields says property values have gone up rapidly during the pandemic, adding that lawmakers did not go far enough with their tax cuts. But others are involved, including local governments, fire departments, and school boards, all stand to lose hundreds of millions of dollars if voters agree to the ballot question. Studies suggest it would hurt the most in resort counties like Pitkin and Eagle.
It just exacerbates the inequities that exist within our communities.
That's Amy Baca Olert. She leads the Colorado Education Association, the state's largest teachers union.
Those communities that have been able to go to their voters and to ask for voters to, raise their taxes to support their local school districts. And even when that happens in some communities, because they have a lower property tax base, it's not the same as that happening in, you know, say maybe the neighboring community.
But many are struggling because of the pandemic, and supporters like Fields say they need relief now.
I think about people on fixed incomes, seniors, people that are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, a big increase in property taxes can have a big impact in them keeping their houses over the long term.
Certainly, we have all struggled, especially recently through COVID.
But Olert hopes voters will also think about the ripple effects.
I would hope that people would take the time, as any good educator would say, to do your homework, to really understand what are the unintended consequences of voting on something like this could have.
If Proposition 120 is approved and courts do not overturn the law the legislature passed, Chris Brown says the immediate impact of 120 would shrink from $1 billion in cuts to about $150 million, and only commercial, multifamily, and lodging properties would get tax breaks. Regardless, Brown says school districts would be shielded somewhat by the billions in federal coronavirus relief money they've been getting.
Now, it's not a perfect one-to-one match in terms of being able to use those COVID dollars in the same way. However, a lot of that money can be used to fill priorities and needs.
Opponents of 120 counter that permanent tax cuts could reduce the state's ability to respond to wildfires that are larger because of ongoing drought. To cushion the blow, supporters included a provision letting the state keep up to $25 million annually that it otherwise could not spend because of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR, amendment. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.